Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to the Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about need heavy equipment? You are never out of options. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. And we are an affiliate of Shop Caterpillar. Are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel? Shoes, hats, shirts, blouses for your wife, shoes for the kids, t-shirts for the kids. Then come to this, which is an affiliate link, www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. There are perhaps millions of ways, though, which you can acquire heavy equipment to meet your business needs. However, the real question is, which way is the best way? You can't just test and try each way to find out the best way. You may just run up everything if you wanted to take up that option. You know, by doing all that and hitting all the people that are selling equipment, it's just going to take forever. You need to figure out what you want, what your needs is, and go get it. And, you know, rent it for a while if you don't want to buy it right now. All right. On the contrary, what is required to be done is you need to understand your requirements and on the basis of that, check your resources. And finally, take the call that on what you should be doing. Having a lot of options does not mean that you're going to try them all. It simply means that you will never run out of it, and it will always have something that will go exactly the way you want it to. So basically, be ready, be prepared, and get the machines. We will be referring to the few options that one can take when he or she sees the need to procure heavy equipment. Number one, buy a brand new one. This is perhaps the most common option that you may get. Buying brand new heavy equipment has a lot of advantages as well as disadvantages. It lasts longer without much maintenance issues. It is pretty high on performance and saves some good of money when it comes to spending on maintenance and proves to be a reliable machine. Having said this, it is also a few demerits. The biggest is being the cost of the machine. Not many are able to afford the price of brand new heavy equipment or even afford to approve and loan for it. So you will find a good chunk of people failing to pass the perimeters prerequisites, which is having significant funds at their disposal. So let us move on to the next available option. Buy secondhand machine. This is like buying it from B&R Equipment. If you're not a new heavy equipment, then the next best option would be to buy secondhand at a lower price. However, if one does buy a secondhand machine, then the advantage that we have spoke about for buying brand new machines will act as a disadvantage to this context. It is very obvious that the secondhand machine will not deliver like a newer model and will have a lot of maintenance issue. It also depends on how its previous owners use the machine and what care he or she took to lengthen the life and health of the machine, like changing the oil, doing stuff like that. It is ideally that defines your experience with the secondhand machine. However, the irony will be that you will not come to know the correct history of the machine as long as you start experience issues with it. You know, sometimes the dealers can give you the previous history of machines. So now that's kind of secondhand, you know. I mean, secondhand machines also, owners can give it to you too. So dealers, you know, use equipment, stuff like that, they have records. Therefore, at times, this option may most opt one, but it can't be forever. Again, you know, secondhand machines are great machines. You know, you might be getting a great machine. You know, for instance, we've sold a machine with brand new engines in it. So, You know, and that's a secondhand machine. All right, next and lastly, take it on rent. The third option may be a little user-friendly. Here, you use the machine without owning it and pay amount to the owner that has been agreed upon before you start using it. There are lots of people who want to let out their machine and make money and make some money out of it. If you have a project where you require machines during the initial phase, you can rent one and return it back once you see that the job is complete. And that's a great option, because if you're not going to use that machine all the time, then don't buy it. Rent it. And look for a company like B&R Equipment. Give us a jingle at 817-379-1340 for great rental equipment. Again, thank you and have a blissful day.